Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello.
So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help.
And Dirty Work Wednesday is brought to you this week by the Dirty Buffalo.
Man.
Do your taste buds a favor and eat dirty.
Ooh.
Go to thedirtybuffalo.com and check out their delicious and dirty menu. And we are ready to go. Who's this?
This is Laura.
Hey, Laura, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
I guess I need you guys to clear my name, sort of.
Whoa. Pump the brakes. Hold on. We don't do murderers on this show.
We'll think we saw you on the other side of town or something, but that's about it.
Don't worry. It's not a murder.
Okay. All right. So what are we doing for you then?
So I have a friend named Michelle, and she has a boyfriend named Seth. Michelle went on a cruise a couple of weeks ago to celebrate finishing her medical board exam. Her and a few of her friends from school went, and Seth stayed home. So a couple of weekends ago, there was that Saturday that it was super hot. So a friend of mine was having a bonfire at his house, and a bunch of people came over, and one of them was Seth.
Oh, okay. I think I see where this is going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a few of us got too drunk, including Seth, and so we decided to stay the night. While I'm sleeping in one of the rooms downstairs, in the middle of the night, I see my door open, and it's Seth. So he comes in and he starts making out with me. So I wasn't like totally freaked out or anything, but I knew he was drunk. So I was like, okay, I'm really flattered, but I need you to stop. You're drunk. Plus you have a girlfriend. And so he did.
Okay. And did he stay with you? I heard you say he stopped making out, but did he sleep in the same room as you?
No, he left actually.
Okay.
He was probably trying like room to room, like, okay, let's see what's behind door number three then.
Well, the next day I'm driving home and I felt kind of bad, you know, but nothing happened, but we definitely made out for a minute. Like, it wasn't just a kiss.
Okay.
So my conscience gets the best of me and I text Seth and I go, are you going to tell Michelle about what happened last night? And he's like, should I? And I said, yeah, I feel a lot better if you did.
And let me get this straight. You actually thought he was going to do this?
Well, no. So I texted Michelle, too, and I said, when you get back, Seth has something he wants to talk to you about. Hope you're having fun.
Because, I mean, that's exactly what every girl on a cruise wants to hear, right? I mean, hey, your boyfriend needs to tell you something when you get back. Have fun.
I know. I felt bad. I wanted to make sure he talked to her.
Okay, so did he?
Well, that's just it. I guess he did talk to her about it, but after she got back, she's still with him, and she completely unfriended me. Dropped me on Facebook, blocked me on Instagram, Snapchat. She wouldn't return my text.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you, like, did make out a boyfriend. Like, you said it yourself.
Yeah, but I was the one who stopped it. So anyway, here's the reason I need your help. I heard from one of our mutual friends that Seth did talk to her, but he told her the exact opposite. He told her that I was drunk and came into his room and that he put a stop to it.
Okay, so he flipped the script on you. He ran the old double reverse on you.
Yeah, and I really like Michelle, and I hate that she thinks it's my fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be super pissed.
So you said you want us to clear your name, meaning you want her to know the truth about what happened.
Yes.
Okay, and you said you have Seth's phone number, correct?
Yes.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. Shag,
mm-hmm. Yep.
get Michelle
okay.
on the phone, and then we'll have her listen in third-party style
yep.
in secret. Then, Laura, why don't we call Seth, and you can have a private one-on-one conversation about what really happened, but what he won't know is that his own girlfriend is secretly listening in on the DL, or the Don London, as we like to say.
But, I mean, can you get him to tell the truth?
Yeah, I think so.
Hello?
Seth?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Laura.
Oh, hey, what's up?
So, listen, we need to talk about what happened at the party.
I mean, I already told Michelle about it, so...
Well, yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about. So she pretty much unfriended me from everything and won't return any of my texts.
Yeah, I mean, she was pretty mad.
Well, yeah, but what exactly did you tell her? Like, what did you say happened?
I mean, so we kissed, you know, but we were both really drunk and, you know, it didn't mean anything.
Okay, well, first of all, you were really drunk. I wasn't.
Well, I mean, you were drinking, so...
Yeah, but I wasn't drunk. Also, did you tell her that I came into your room?
Yeah, I mean, isn't that what happened?
No, that's not what happened. You came into my room. I was asleep and you came in, then you started making out with me and I stopped you.
Okay.
So is that what you told her?
I don't remember exactly.
Well, from what I'm hearing, that's not what you told her.
That's because it's not what he told me. Do you want to explain this?
Oh, snap! Do I want to explain what?
Seth, that's Michelle. I have her on the phone, too.
Okay.
Okay, so do you want to explain to me what actually happened?
Please tell her the truth this time.
I mean, I don't really remember. All I know is we kissed. We were drunk and we stopped, and that was it.
No, that wasn't it. You also asked me if I wanted to have sex, and I told you no. Then you asked if you could just go down on me, and I told you you should probably leave.
Is that true? Is that true?
I'm pretty sure, you know, I would have remembered something like that.
Michelle, you're a good person and a great friend, and I feel horrible for what happened, but you need to know that I told him to leave, and it was because of you. And I'm so sorry, but I don't want to lose you as a friend over this.
Yeah, well, looks like I'm losing a friend and a boyfriend now, so.
Thanks a lot, Why you gotta go and tell her that?
Because she needed to know the truth.
Yeah, but now she knows the truth and I got no girlfriend. Thanks a lot.
So, wait a minute, that was the truth then? Hello? Seth?
Who the f*** is this?
Oh, God.
I forgot. We forgot to mention, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. You're on the air right now. We're doing Dirty Work Wednesday.
What the f***, Laura? God damn it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.